adopted, and let's move to Ordinance 983.
Authorize contingent loan agreement with Home Forward for Lovejoy Station Apartments.
Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioners. Eric Johansson, Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services. This ordinance authorizes the city to enter into a contingent loan agreement with Home Forward. The contingent loan agreement provides credit enhancement for bonds to be issued by Home Forward to refinance its existing bonds on the Lovejoy Station Apartments project, an affordable project on Northwest 10th. Under the terms of the contingent loan agreement, the city agrees to replenish the debt service reserve fund for the bonds in the event that there's a draw on that reserve. In effect, the city guarantees the payment of debt service on those bonds. Our obligation is subject to annual appropriation, so council, we present it, a request to council, and council can decide whether to appropriate in that year or not. We have five other contingent loan agreements on Home Forward projects currently. To date, we've never been asked to provide funds under those contingent loan agreements. This contingent loan agreement doesn't actually represent a new commitment for the city because we have an existing contingent loan agreement on the bonds that are going to be refinanced. So this one will more or less replace the one that we currently have, and actually it's a net reduction in our exposure because the debt service on the new bonds will be lower than the debt service on the bonds that are being refunded. So that's my presentation. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I just want to make sure I understand, is the principal role that we're playing here using our credit rating and full faith and credit to help get a more favorable interest rate?
Absolutely, yeah. I talked to the underwriter this morning. They estimated the value of the contingent loan agreement is about 0.75% to 1% on this particular deal.
And so that's the upside for them. And our potential risk here is
if the project underperformed, didn't generate enough revenues, that they couldn't make their debt service payment, and if Home Forward didn't have other funds available, then we could be asked to appropriate funds under this agreement. So standing between us is the project revenues and Home Forward's general revenues. The project itself is pretty seasoned, has very healthy coverage. Right. So from a risk standpoint, this is lower than some of the things that we look at. So.
And given that this is not the first time we've done this, have we ever had a situation where we've had one of these loans called and we've had to put money into it?
We never have. In fact, I don't recall that it's ever really been a question. It's never been close. The projects that we've applied these contingent loan agreements to have performed very satisfactorily.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody wish to testify on item 983? Okay, seeing, Mr. Lightning. Just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Now, it's also my understanding on this agreement that the property cannot be sold, if I am correct, but also in this situation that if the property is not performing in the projected manner it's supposed to perform, my understanding, the city will make up that difference, if I am correct on that. And my understanding at that point, the city can also impose rent hikes if they feel necessary to be more of a market rate for the rentals currently. Now, if I'm incorrect on that, I'd like to possibly have that explained to me.
You're incorrect. And it requires a lengthy explanation because it's affordable housing with funding sources that preclude doing that. But if you'd like a longer answer, we could probably get it from the Housing Bureau.
Okay, but my understanding from what I read in the agreement, it does state that the City of Portland reserves the right to ask for rent increases on the property.
But it's a federally funded program through Home Forward, and they cannot take an affordable housing project funded with federal dollars and move it above the federal income guidelines.
Within the federal guidelines, okay.
Within
the guidelines.
Yes,
okay.
And you know this building across from Tanner, across from, what's the park?
Tanner Springs? Is it?
either Tanner Springs or the one to the south, is home to very low-income people, and,
okay.
and because of the federal guidelines, is restricted in what Home Forward can charge.
Okay, very good. That cleared that up for me. Thank you.
Great. Okay, this is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, ordinance is adopted.